This is a totally decaying follow-up route note. Patient Lee, L-E-C-N-S-S-E, and age of birth 6/15/1970. Place we took a charge, village at a service 9/1/2023. Patient seen today as follow-up in the subacute rehab. Patient has been doing well. No recent acute issue reported today by the nursing staff, but patient has been evaluated by hematology. Was recommended to start our Eliquis, that was Pradaxa, P-R-A-D-A-X-A, for anticoagulation, and she has been tolerating well. No bleeding, no cough, no congestion, no nausea, no vomiting, and examination. She's awake, lying on the bed. She's a non-verbal. She has a dysarthria, secondary to severe stroke. And she's lying on the bed. Blood pressure is 133/80, pulse 74, temperature 7.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 97%. Next up, longevity, chest not tender, lungs clear, no wheezing. Testness to abdomen soft, non-tender, but some pulse extremity. She has a right BK stump that has been healed. Left leg, she has some edema, but there's no cough tenderness. Neuro, she's weak on the right side. She's also weak on the left side. She also has a dysarthria and expressive aphasia. And she's ambulatory dysfunction because of previous right leg amputation and significant stroke. And she's dependent on her ADL. Labs. And imaging reviewed by me, medications I have reviewed, assessment number one, left leg, left leg DVT, next line, history of PE while she was in the hospital, next line, she also has a weakness in the initially right side. She also has a left side weakness from the extensive stroke, bilateral. Dysphagia status post back placement, dysarthria, ambulatory dysfunction, peripheral vascular disease status post right leg below knee amputation. History of COPD, history of pneumonia treated. Plan of care will continue all her current medication. Reviewed lab, physical therapy to be continued, feeding tube, but G-tube is being tolerated well. This is the end of the vacation. Thank you.